This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, we're back in the sports bar. Danger Battaglia. Appreciate you listening. AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. We are really excited for this fantasy football season. Every week at this time, we have the chance to talk to one of our own, Greece, New York native, now living in Buffalo and writing for RotoWire.com, which you know all about. The great Kevin Payne, to help you with your waiver wire transactions going into next weekend. It is our first opportunity to scour the waiver wire. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. Done a lot of research and looking forward to waiver wires this week.
Yeah. Before we get to some of the scraps, if you can kind of point us in the right direction here, Kevin. So I'm sure you're familiar with the Guillotine League. And wouldn't you know,
yep,
the guy with the number one overall pick, as most leagues would take, Saquon Barkley, he's chopped. Saquon Barkley, oh my gosh, is on the waiver wire. If you had a $100 budget, do you blow the whole thing on Saquon, or what would be your strategy here, Kevin?
I would blow $110 on him. Yes, you go ahead and get him. Look, even against a good Dallas defense at home, he still put up big numbers. So you go ahead and blow your budget totally on him, especially in guillotine leagues or vampire leagues, whatever you want to call it. Go ahead and get him if he's out there.
Kevin, I want to start right here in Buffalo. I mean, we got the chance to watch the Bills beat the Jets. And in that game, I think we saw a couple of Buffalo Bills players make themselves fantasy relevant all of a sudden. If you weren't, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people were drafting Devin Singletary just because they're Bills fans first and wanted to see if the rookie would produce. He did. And then also John Brown looking impressive and coming down with a touchdown and over 100 yards. Are you targeting either of those Buffalo Bills if they're available on your waiver wire?
Yeah, Devin Singletary, look, I think they're trying to ease him into the offense, and once they got down 17 points, they went ahead and, or 16 points, they went ahead and said, let's go ahead and get this guy into the offense. And we saw that clearly. He's the best running back they have. That's the reason why they let LeSean McCoy go. But on the wide receiver spot, I thought John Brown looked fantastic. And, you know, look, Joe Flacco couldn't get it done with this guy, but apparently Josh Allen can. So it says a lot about John Brown. I still think he's the number one wide receiver. Go out and get him. Spend like 10% of your budget or so on FAT this week. Go ahead and get this guy. He's got better games ahead of him, and this was against tough Jets defense. They suffered a few injuries in the second half, but I think John Brown is going to be just good, great going forward.
We're talking to Kevin Payne, RotoWire.com, as we're getting you set, as you're going to peruse your waiver wire coming up tonight into tomorrow. Kevin, one game that the Washington Redskins, Darius Geis, there's some injury and certainly looking like he's not going to play. Adrian Peterson, a healthy scratch. So what do you make of that situation? Can you AP a safe play at this point? Because he's north of 30, obviously.
Yeah, so I interviewed Adrian Peterson 4 or 5 years ago, and I talked to him about, you know, what do you like to see? Do you like to see a team that's crowded at the line? Do you like to see a normal defense? And instantly he said, I like to see a team that's crowded at the line because I know when I break through, I'm gone. So this is a guy that averaged 4.2 yards per carry last season, which is not a bad number. He got into the end zone 7 times, and we really don't know when Geis is going to be back. He's had a history of injuries, and we know Chris Thompson is going to go ahead and handle third down. But as far as running backs go, him, Ronald Jones maybe, those are the two top guys that I would go ahead and address on your waiver wire and guys that I would look to pick up this week for fantasy football.
Hey, Kevin, I don't know if you heard over the weekend, Antonio Brown went to the Patriots. And I'm curious as to what that means for the Patriots offense, which has always been a little bit of a mystery and a difficult puzzle to solve in terms of who you want to start week in and week out. And when just when you think Josh Gordon might be an every week starter, well, maybe he still is, but now you throw Antonio Brown into the mix. What's an expectation that you have?
The expectation I have is that this is really going to help Tom Brady. It's really going to be tough to decipher who we like as far as running back go. Michelle, terrible, terrible game. We look at Goad and Burkhead had a decent game. It's going to be tough week in and week out to figure out which of these guys are going to be very good. Antonio Brown is still one of the best wide receivers in the league. Josh Gordon, fantastic. Julian Edelman, fantastic, especially in PPR. So all those guys, you're still going to want to go ahead and play, but it's tough to figure out week in and week out who they're going to go at, which guy is going to go ahead and have the big game. Dorsett, a lot of people talked to me and said, you know, do I need to pick up Dorsett? Absolutely not. He's going to be the odd man out. But those other guys that are a wide receiver, go ahead, use them each and every week. There's no reason to think that the New England Patriots aren't going to go ahead and have big weeks each and every week.
Kevin, as we're setting our lineups, not to get ahead of ourselves, because I'm sure we have more, but if we're kind of talking about the Patriots, the team they played Sunday night, the Steelers, week one is known for overreaction. But when it comes to a Steeler offense without Antonio Brown, is this something to monitor? I mean, where would you lean on that spectrum of your level of concern here for the Pittsburgh offense?
No, I'm still fine with them. If you drafted James Conner, which was probably in the second round, I still think he's going to make a great value for you. Look, we saw Seattle at home. They had some trouble with the Cincinnati offense, a defense that definitely struggled without Earl Thomas at safety. So I think that we're going to be just fine with Pittsburgh taking a look at them at home. Look, you go ahead and play Juju. Got McDonald at tight end. He's going to be just fine. It's just a matter of if Moncrief goes ahead and develops himself as the second guy as the wide receiver. So we got to take a look at that. But overall, I'm going ahead and playing Roethlisberger this week and everybody else on the Pittsburgh Steelers with a lot of confidence.
Kevin, the Kansas City Chiefs offense looked as explosive as we remember them from last year. Patrick Mahomes had over 300 yards passing in the first half. Unfortunately, Tyreek Hill is out a few weeks. Now, we know what Sammy Watkins did. I think every Bills fan watching and following along just kind of shook their head and were wondering when Sammy Watkins becomes fragile and breaks like crystal at some point here. I'm curious as to how realistic you think Sammy will be moving forward as their wide receiver one now with Tyreek Hill out a few weeks. And could you see somebody like a Mecole Hardman maybe step up into a valuable role with Hill's absence? And then what do you do about the Chiefs' backfield, which still looks like a muddled mess now that you have LeSean McCoy in there and Damian Williams as well?
Yeah, I think you play both those running backs, at least as a running back too, if not a flex spot. And if we're talking about the wide receivers, look, Mecole Hardman ran a 4.33 40. That is lightning fast. Not a lot of wide receivers have that type of speed. So I think he's the guy that I would want to go out and get. And the other teams are going to go ahead and take a look at this offense. They're going to double Sammy Watkins. They're going to double Kelce. So Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson, who is very familiar with this offense and has a good rapport with Patrick Mahomes, are both going to go ahead and benefit from this Tyreek Hill injury. So those are the guys I would take a look at. I would go ahead and say Mecole Hardman, go ahead and try to get that guy. But if not, if you get DeMarcus Robinson, he's probably going to get a lot of more targets as well. So go ahead, have a lot of faith in this offense, and they've got a great matchup going into Oakland this week. I don't think that's a great defense, so I'm totally on board with Kansas City and picking up those two wide receivers.
Jacksonville gets Houston this week, and if Houston's going to play like they did last night, maybe we get a lot of points. Gardner Minshew, I would imagine that's somebody that is readily available on the waiver wire. Intriguing? Yes? No? Gardner Minshew, what are your thoughts?
Intriguing, yes. I wrote about him this week, and I'm in a ton of super flex two quarterback leagues, so this guy is definitely on my radar. I would definitely go ahead and put out a bid on him in those type of leagues, but going into Houston, I've already said this online, and I'll say this again, I'm taking Houston this week as my survivor pick.
Whoa.
Pass on Yeah, pass on taking New England. Everybody's going to be on New England. So this is contrarian play. You want to take the team that is going to win, but not everybody's going to be on top of. So I think Minshew going into Houston and what we saw last night, Houston's offense is fantastic. J.J. Watt's going to make plays on defense. I think this is going to be a nightmare for Jacksonville. They know that they have a run-heavy offense. I'm going to say take Houston in Survivor. And Garvin Minshew, I love him, especially if you're in Superflex or two-quarterback league. But other than that, in 12-team standard league, I'm going to stay away from it.
We're talking with Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, and the players that you want to be picking up on your waiver wire as you head into week two of your fantasy football season. And Kevin, there were two other offenses that I think you would put in this elite tier with Kansas City. One was in Dallas. The other is in Philadelphia. Were there any surprises? I mean, I'm assuming that DeSean Jackson got drafted in most leagues, but maybe he's somebody that's out there that you would be targeting. Anybody in Dallas that you would think, if Michael Gallup wasn't taken, are you paying attention to what he might be doing here moving forward out of these two offenses? What do you like?
Yeah, Kellen Moore in Dallas, the offensive coordinator, he has totally changed this offense. He realizes he's got basically a 1 and 1A or 1B type of wide receivers in Gallup and Amari Cooper. So they've got a huge offense there. They're going to be going ahead and going forward with a lot of numbers. Terry McLaurin, that's the other guy from Washington. Look, nobody said anything about Washington going into the season. We didn't think that they had a lot of oomph, and go ahead, they almost beat the Eagles at home. They really should have. Didn't have a great game plan once they got up. The Eagles came back and beat them. But go ahead and take a look at a guy like him who had a great combine. 4.35 40. He might end up playing with Dwayne Haskins at some point this year. I really think that's going to happen in Washington. They're going to go ahead and give the reins over to that quarterback. But just a lot of guys out there, don't overestimate what happened this week one. Just be careful about that. Save your money. At some point in this season, there's going to be a guy, whether it be a wide receiver, a quarterback, or a tight end, who knows, that we're going to want to spend our money on. So just be careful about spending overspending this week one.
Your thoughts on Arizona? I got to see the tail end of that game as the network went over to that. And look, a tie, not bad, but now there's some tape out there for everybody to see. Tape for Harbaugh week two. So Arizona, as far as a fantasy play, because sure, there are some guys I'm sure you could pick up at this point from Arizona's waiver wire. What are your thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah, just be careful with them. I like Kyler Murray. I like him a lot. And he might be useful once the bye week come around. But at the end of the day, look, Christian Kirk is the guy I would take a look at. Charles Clay is out there. Keyshawn Johnson got a lot of targets as well. So just be careful with this offense, but I think there's some upside there. So take a look at those guys. And Chase Edmonds, look, if anything ever happens to David Johnson, have Chase Edmonds on your roster, on your bench. He might end up being a big guy who could go ahead and get you, a lot of fantasy points as far as rushing and both receiving go.
Kevin, what about the opposite side of that matchup in Baltimore? The Ravens putting up 59 against the Dolphins defense that didn't even show up. How real is that? What kind of regression should we expect in week two? Is there a regression to expect in week two? And is there anybody that we may need to pick through on the waiver wire that might be available to us if they weren't drafted?
Yeah, so Mark Andrews is out there. He's already been drafted. Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, is the guy that we were all worried about because he had a Lisp fracture to his foot. He apparently is okay, by what he put up. Willie Sneed's the other wide receiver that you got to take a look at. But those guys are going to be inconsistent. So don't go nuts on Marquise Brown. That's what I'm going to preach this week. This is still going to be a run-heavy offense. Lamar Jackson, this might have been his best passing game of the season. This will not be his worst rushing game of the season. I think he rushed 3 times for 6 yards. He is going to rush for a lot of yards. Go ahead and play him each and every week if you want to head and draft him. And looking at the running backs, I was a little bit surprised that after Mark Ingram, who had a huge game and totally rightfully so, I was surprised to see that it was Gus Edwards, not Justice Hill, who ran a great 40 time at the combine. I was a little bit surprised to see Gus Edwards get the carries, but I think it's going to be a run-heavy attack. Don't go nuts on these wide receivers. Be careful on them. Marquise Brown is going to be, I think, like the Sean Jackson light. I think he's going to get like 700, 800 yards, but it's going to be like every two or three games. So I don't know that this is the guy that you can go ahead and count on. Even though he's small, even though he's really fast, I think that opposing defenses now know that they got to keep an eye on him.
Kevin, as we wrapped up, and again, it's week two, and so we're still, you know, learning things as we go, but streaming is a big thing in fantasy football, whether it's the quarterback or another position. When you look at all the matchups here in week two, you talked about Houston going against Jacksonville, how you like that matchup. Are there any teams you would be high on if you're caught short somewhere as a streaming play this week?
Yeah, so Houston's definitely the one that I would take a look at. They're 51% owned on Yahoo, which makes me think, and overall, that they're very out there. And they're going to have a little chip on their shoulder after losing last night and going against a rookie quarterback who's making a surprise start on the road. I would take a look at them. Obviously, New England, anybody playing the Miami Dolphins this year who appear to be tanking, go ahead and go against them. So those would be the defenses I would take a look at.
Kevin, we appreciate your time as always. Before we let you go, let our listeners know more about what's going on at RotoWire and what they can read that you're working on this week.
Yeah, it's already, if you go to RotoWire.com, I'm right there on the front page with my waiver wire ads for the week. We've got a ton of different articles. You get my staff picks. Guys, I will, you know, go ahead and bank against the line. And RotoWire.com/free, sign up for a free 10-day trial.
Kevin, appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're the best. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, rotowire.com/free, again, for that free 10-day trial. Read Kevin's work. I mean, really great stuff from Kevin. Looking forward to having him on throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, so if you missed that, we'll have it up at some point on ESPNRochester.com. Danger, would you think anything less of me if I altered one of my takes?
Well, I don't know what your take is that you're altering, but are you hedging? Because hedgers are losers, as we've established.
No, we don't hedge. I'm allowed to change my opinion if you come out with me.
All right.
I'm going to revisit something, and I don't want to be called out. I don't want to be the guy who dies on a mountain over a sports
take. I might call you out. I'm not going to promise that.
Right.
I might call you out. But, you know, I too could be swayed, but it's got to be a pretty compelling argument for me to be swayed. All right, we'll talk about that. That's a good tease. I like that. How is Romeo Crennel still coaching?
No.
Oh, my God.
You asked me questions. Look, that would be evidence number one. Kevin, I know, look, I appreciate his fantasy advice. He knows more than me. But you're taking Houston over Jacksonville? Survivor?
Oh, we'll talk more about that.
We've got our survive and advance pick coming up here in a little bit.
We'll dissect that. That pick.
Yeah.
My non-sports take today. You know, I'm just short of old man yelling at cloud stage in my life, Gene.
What do you mean just short? I think you're already there.
No, I'm just short. I'm not quite there. I like to consider myself to be moderately tech savvy. I'm not a nerd, but yeah, I kind of understand what's going on with a lot of the technology that's out there. There's something out there that has yet to be improved. It needs to be improved quickly because it's ruining me. It's ruining our lives. And I'm ducking serious when I say it. Okay? We'll get to that.
Oh.
And more.
I see what you did there.
I'll drink to that is next. Takes on tap in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.